Begin the current daven sechdes menachas daf kuf dalad. Begin 9 lines down at the top of the yamet, where the gemara continues with the next mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous mishnah, like the topic of our perek hamenachas vanasachim, which the previous mishnah discussed regarding when someone makes an adava, a donated flower offering, regarding how much he brings. So that's why our mishnah continues with hanasachim regarding the libations, how much a person brings when he makes an adava. So says the mishnah, emis nadvin loig. A person cannot make an adava of a loig, which is a certain measurement of wine for nesachim. And the reason for that is because we don't find anywhere that the minchas nesachim, there's certain libation amounts that are required in the Torah for certain types of kabbanas. We never find that there should be that measurement of a loig. So therefore, since that's never brought in a certain quantity for obligated kabbanas, so therefore one cannot donate that amount, and neither shnayim, neither could he donate 2 loig of wine, and neither v'chamisha, neither could he donate 5 loig of wine. Avul, but however, says the Mishnah, misnadvin, what you could donate, is shleisha, is 3 logan of wine, because we find such a precedent in the Torah, by a keves, a lamb, its carbon, its minchas nesachim, which brings a flour libation, which is called the minchas nesachim, and then there is the wine libation, there are 3 logan brought with the lamb. So therefore one could donate that amount, that quantity. So to Varba, he could donate 4 logan, because we find by a isle, a ram, which is a shleisha sahin, is 4 logan. And Vashisha, he could donate 6 logan, which is the amount that's brought by a par when one brings a bull as a carbon. And so too says the Mishnah, Vashisha Lamala, and from 6 upward, from 7 going upwards, all these quantities are valid, because let's say by 7, 3 of those logan could be used for a keves, and 4 of them could be used for an isle, which is 7. So to 8 logan is for 2 rams, because each ram is 4. So to 9, you could have for a par and a keves, and 10 could be for a par and an isle, and 11 could be for 2 rams and a keves, and so on and so on. Each one of those numbers could be divided into the quantities that would be already with a precedent with the keves, the isle, or a par. Now, related to the halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, Yibayla, the following question. Yesh keva l'nesachim? Is there a permanence to the nesachim? For example, if let's say someone says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a certain amount of logan of wine as nesachim. Does that make it as if it's organized and permanent together, meaning to say that one would not be able to sacrifice them and pour them down unless he has all them together, because now they became into one element of one carbon? Or is there no permanence to the nesachim, and therefore, when he donated a vow to a certain amount to bring, whatever is valid to bring, he could bring by itself, and the rest would be considered differently. As the Gemara explains, for what halachic relevancy, what's the case that we're discussing? So the Gemara says, for example, let's say he says, oh, I promise I'm going to bring 5 logan of wine. On that, the question of the Gemara hinges and says, if you say there's no permanence, there's no ironing together of nesachim when you vow to bring a certain amount, so what you could do is as follows. Mashuchu makriv arba minayim. You could draw aside and take 4 of those 5 logan and sacrifice it, because that we said you could donate, because the chazil ayil, that's fit for a ram which brings 4 logan. V'idach, and the 5th one, have a nedava. We'll go for a nedava for the tzibur, as Rashi brings 2 options. Either you'll sell it because you'll use that proceeds of selling that log of nesachim and will be put into the shefaris, which we're going to shortly mention, with these certain boxes in the Beis Hamikdash used for donated karbonas. Or, as Rashi says, no, you'll use that 5th log, that one leftover log, and you'll combine it with other logan that are there in the Beis Hamikdash at that time, for example, for the nesachim of a karbon tumen, which is also used for the tzibur. And the reason why you could do that is because there's no kevel in the nesachim. So 5, we said, is not valid on its own. Fine. But you'll use 4 of them, and the 5th one you'll use for something else. But v'yamid yesh kevel in the nesachim. But if you say, no, they're now soldered together. You say you bring 5, so there's a permanence to them. They're considered one carbon, one unit. So then, ademamluhu, until you supplement and you bring a 6th log, so that it should be valid now for like the quantity of a par, until you do that, loy karvi, you can't sacrifice it because you can't take 4 on their own because it's part of one unit of 5 now because yesh kevel and nesachim. My, what's aloha? Is there ain kevel and nesachim or is there yesh kevel? Sama bai says toshima. Let's bring a raya from a Mishnah Masechta Shkalim, which, as we mentioned just before, it talks about there the 13 sheifaris, which were in the Beis HaMikdash. There were these 13 boxes, and they're called sheifaris because they're in the shape of a sheifer, so that someone can't stick his hand in. It was narrow on the top, but wide on the bottom. Now, on seven of the boxes, they would put certain monies which was brought in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Nun Hamed Beis, and Masechtas Shkolim, Daf Tesmah Beis, which were, one box was for the new Shkolim, which I would have to give a Machzah Shekel for that year's Kabbonis, one was the Shkolim from the previous years that he still owed, one was for the pairs of the birds called Kenan, one was for the young birds brought for the Kabbonis Ailo, another box was for the money going to the wood, for the firewood, another box was for the Levain, the frankincense, and the seventh box was for the gold that were used for the utensils in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, additionally, there was Shisha, there was another six boxes for a total of 17 that were Linadava, where people would put in monies which were to use for karbanas that were donated for the Tzibur. Now, Vaminan, we said, which actually this is brought later on the last paragraph of Kavzayim and Beis, connected me. What is this number six correlating to? Why do you need six boxes? Why don't you just have, let's say, one big box for the monies that are given for the Nadav of the Tzibur, which is used when the Mizbeach is idle? Why do you have specifically six? Oh, so on that we said, though, you need a separate box for each one of these Nadavas. Because Keneged Meister Chattas, one box was for the leftovers that were earmarked for a Karmachattas. So, for example, let's say someone separated monies to use to purchase the Karmachattas. But then the price of Kvasim of lambs went down. So, there's that money left over, which were earmarked for a Chattas. That extra money puts into that, now it's a Nadav, it's going to be used, the Nadav as a Tzibur. Second box is a Meister Hashamis, where if let's say someone had an unspecified Asham, for example, let's say he stole or he misappropriated from Hektish, which one has to bring a carbon Asham, and he has leftover money here too, so puts that into the second box. Umayser Asham Nazir. Let's say a Nazir has leftover money from his carbonis that he was purchasing for an Asham that a Nazir has to bring. That leftover money cannot be mixed with the other box of leftover Ashams, because they're different types of Ashamis. The one of a Stam Asham is used to atone. Asham Gezelis, Asham Eilis. This Asham of the Nazir is not to atone, it's just to permit him now, from now on, to partake of wine, which up until now he's forbidden. So therefore it's a different element and therefore needs its own box. So to Meister Asham Mitzayr, there was another box for the leftovers of a Mitzayr from his Karban Asham, which the price went down and therefore he didn't need that money, where that's not similar to any of the other Ashamis, because the Asham of the Mitzayr is not to permit for wine, it's not to atone, it's to permit him to come into the Machna, which up until now he's forbidden to come into the Jewish camp. Now, the other two boxes, Umayser Kinan, the leftover that were earmarked for the birds, the pairs of birds, Umayser Mechaschaite, and the leftovers of the sinner's flower offering is explained in the last paragraph of Kavzayim Beis. But all these Maysaras, all these leftover funds, they go what we call Nadava the Tzibras. Like we said, when the altar is idle, and there's no korbanos being brought right them, so they take from these monies and they purchase korbanos ayla. The meat is sacrificed on the Mizbeach Hashem, and the hides go to the Kanim, which this is the exposition that Yoyada Kain had expounded as brought himself to Tamur, the Chav Gimel, Amid Beis. Now, that concludes Abaye's proof from this Mishnah Masechta Shkolim and our explanation of this, which we said, why were these six boxes? So we said, because they had to go Meisaris L'Nadavan, and they were different types, so each one needed its own box. But says Abaye, V'im Isa. Now, if it would be the case, that if, let's say, someone had promised to bring five Lugin, that then, as we're saying, that if you say that Ein Kevel and Nesachim, that he could bring four of them, and the fifth one will just go L'Nadav of the Tzibur, then Liskin Shefa Achrina, then there shouldn't be just six boxes for Meisaris. There should be in a seventh Shefer, to put the monies, Keneged Mais in Nesachim, the leftovers in Nesachim, because there you also have a classic case of having leftovers. How? When someone promised an odd number which doesn't fit into those quantities that's allowed to be brought, that fifth one, like in this case we described, should go to Nadavat Tzibur, so you need to have a box for that. Obviously, it's because you don't do that, and there's Yesh Kevel Nesachim, and you can't just separate four out of five. Says Gemara, no, it's not a Raya. Hanach, those six that we mentioned there in the Mishnah and Masechta Shkolim regarding their leftover funds, those are the Nadavat Tzibur Asli. They go, as we describe, for the to donate a carbon for the tzibur when the mizbeach is idle. But honey, but here by the nesachim, by the wine libations, why would we need to make a separate box for it? Even if we say that you could separate four out of the five, but since shchichi, it's very common nesachim every single day because most carbonists need nesachim, need wine libations. So after the mitzvah, demar, b'hadi adodi b'karvi, so you could combine this person's and that person's to come and sacrifice it. Meaning, if this guy vowed to bring five lugin, what do you mean? Yes, even if we say he could sacrifice four and leave that one lug left over, it could combine with the leftovers of some other person in the Sacham until there's four or three or whatever quantity is valid to be brought, and it'll be sacrificed, and there's no need to make a box because it's going to be used right away in the next few minutes, in the next hour or so, and therefore it's not a raya that yesh kevel in the Sacham, it could be ain kevel, but still there's no utility in creating a special box for it. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya Amar Rava. It says, Tashma. It's being a raya from a brisa that quotes a pasuk about Midbar where it says Ezrach. And this pasuk is by Nesachim, by the laws of the libations. Where the pasuk says, Kala Ezrach Yasa Kacha, all the residents, meaning referring to the Jewish people, should do like this, Es'ela, all these different things. Now, this pasuk is superfluous because earlier the pasuk already told us the laws of Nesachim. So therefore the brisa expounds this pasuk to teach the halachas related to Nesachim, to darshan the words, to expound them because they're superfluous. So what does the word Ezrach teach? This teaches us that one could donate libations even without a carbon. Where although generally the halacha of the Nesachim are brought with carbonas, this pasuk from its extra words is teaching that one could even donate it on its own even without a carbon. And v'kama, how much is the quantity? Shleishis lugin. It has to be at least 3 lugin because less than that, like we said, it's not fit for anything because the least amount that we ever find that a Nesachim brought is 3 lugin. Now continues the Braisa, Menayin Shem Ratzalahi Sab Yosef. How do you know if you want to increase that quantity, you could increase even more than 3 lugin? Tamalema Yia. The Pasuk says Yia, where there's two interpretations of Rashi. Either it's referring to the Pasuk Chatzi Ahin Yia Lapar, which sounds like that Yia is a term of Havayu, which means that of creation, of existence, which is another element of Havayu, of creating something which is even more than what we mentioned of Shleish Lugin, which could even be a greater quantity. Or another interpretation is actually a pasuk in the parshas of Nesachim that says Kochem Kiger Yia, but either way the word Yia is said in one of these psukim, which tells us another chiddush, another havaya, another addition, which is one could even have more than 3 lugin. Now it says the Braisa Yochel Yifchis. Now you would think, okay, maybe you could even do less than 3 lugin. Tamalema Kocha, that's what it says, no, like this, which the word Kocha is always ma'akev, it's saying that's integral, you can't have less than 3 lugin. That's the Braisa. So says Rava, so when the Braisa is saying that you could increase, my Yosef, what does it mean that we're learning that you could even do more than 3 lugin? Ilim arba v'shisha, if you think it means to say you could bring 4 lugin as an adava or 6 lugin by itself as an adava, that's obvious. Why would you need a pasuk to include that? Ma'ishna shloisha, why is 3 lugin any different? Which that was obvious to us that that could be brought as an adava, which the pasuk is teaching from the word Ezrach, because the chazir l'kavis, because it's fit, as we find that quantity by a lamb. Arba v'shisha nami chazir l'aylapar, 4 and 6 is also fit in the obligatory setting by a ram and a bull. So we wouldn't need to add that as a chiddush. Elav, rather, isn't it talking about that something that generally we would say you would not include, which is chamisha, which is when he's donating to bring 5 lugin of wine, which that's telling us that yes, that you could separate 4, and the 5th one will be the leftover. Because or else, what are we saying in chiddush that you could be menanadav? Obviously, we're telling you a number which is not usually brought. Shema mino, in kevel nesachim, says Rabbi, so therefore you see that there's no permanence to making one element out of the quantity that you're donating when it's by Nesachim. Shema Menah says, yes, that's a raya in Kevel Nesachim. If one donates 5, although he said 5 is not a valid amount, so you take 4 and that you can bring, and another one will go on the Dava of the Tzibah. However, Amr of Ashi, he asks on this, and he says, and this which relates back to the Halacha of our Mishnah. He says, but vo'anan lo'itznan hoche, but we didn't learn like this in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said as follows, Amos Nadvin, you cannot donate wine for the libations as Nadava, on its own, a loig, if it's 1 loig, shnaim, 2 loigin, chamisha, 5 loigin. So says Rav Ashi, k'tani chamisha, domi de shnaim. It seems to be equating them as if 1, 2, 5, as if they're the same thing, comparing 5 loigin when you donate to 2 loigin. Now, ma shnaim de lechazu klal, just like when someone donates 2 loigin, it's not valid at all, because you can't say, oh, you could use part of it, take 1 and leave the 1 left over, because we said the minimum is 3. So 2 is not valid at all. So that would seem to indicate that 5 is also not valid at all. Not like the way you're saying that, okay, it's not valid as 5, but you could take a 4 and use 1. From our Mishnah, seems to be not like that. Says the Gemara, no, mediary, is that a proof? How could the Isa? This is like this and this is like that. By 2, the halacha is that you cannot donate at all. And 5, when we're saying you can't donate, that's initially, because the reason why you can't initially do that is because we don't initially designate something to have leftovers which you can't use and that you'll have to use it for something else. But after the fact, no, it's not a riot. It could be that you'll take all 4 of them and sacrifice them and pour it down in the pipes, and the 5th one will go as the leftovers for Nadav, and therefore there's no question on the proof that Rav had said, which actually the halacha is that you could take 4 out of the 5 because in Kevel and Nesachim. Now, on this theme, Om Abayi says as follows. Im Tim Tzalem, if you're going to say, as we had just concluded, that in Kevel and Nesachim, that there's no permanence to the Nesachim to make it into one unit, one entity, So in Kabbalah Nesachim. So then there's no permanence in Nesachim. And whatever you want to do, starting after 2 and up, from 3 and up, when you're going to bring, let's say, 5, so 4 of them you'll sacrifice, and the fifth one will be the leftovers, and whatever you want to bring, whatever the quantity is, whatever is valid, whatever is a correct amount, you'll pour on the Mizbeach, and the rest will be for the Ndava, and therefore then there wouldn't be any question that I'm about to ask. But im timtzalam yesh kevel nesachim, but if you do say that there is a permanence to nesachim, when you donate a certain amount, it gets iron into one element. So then says Abai as follows. So adasar pshitli. So up until the number 10, it's obvious to me what the halacha is going to be. For example, let's say he's donating 1 log or 2 log in the 5. So then we said, according to this opinion, that you totally can't sacrifice it until you supplement it to appropriate quantity that can be brought as 1 unit. Now, when you're donating 3, so that's valid because that's good like by kvasim. If you say 4, that's valid like for rams. 6, that's valid like by bulls. 7, that because you could have a combination of kebis and isle, which is 4 and 3. 8, that's valid because that's like 2 alim, which is 4 each. 9, that's for a par and a kebis. 10, that's like a par and a isle, where one could crunch the numbers and it'll be a valid numbers for each one. However, continues Abaya, but achad aser, but 11 as a ketintum at beis mi boyli. That's where I have a question. My, what would halacha be over there? What's the question? Do we say gavra l'shnei parm kamachaben? A person when he's bringing libations, which we said goes according to quantities of the types of karbanos that it's brought when it's obligatory. So, do we say a person would intend for 2 bulls? No. So then therefore would be only up until, because we're going according to Mandama Yesh Kevel and Nesachim, that until he supplements it to 12 Lugan, like Karvi, can't sacrifice it because, like we said, Yesh Kevel and Nesachim, and we don't say that you could take 8 Lugan for 2 rams and 3 Lugan for 1 lamb, which would be the number 11. No, a person, when he's bringing a quantity, he would be having it for 2 bulls, which is 12. A demo, maybe, no. His intention is for whatever flower libation that it would be valid, which is l'shnei elim kevesecha kemechavim. 2 rams and 1 lamb equals the number 11. And therefore, it is a valid quantity. Which the Gemara explains what the question essentially is. Do we say, trei michad mina, 2 from 1 type, v'chad michad mina aminan, and 1 from another type, you would say? Meaning you would say, 2 elim and 1 keves? I lie. Or maybe we wouldn't say that. It's not normal for a person to make such a donation with such an interesting combination. If he's bringing a certain quantity, it would be from 1 type. So if he's bringing number 11, he obviously means to say 2 bulls, which is really 12, and therefore 11 is not valid yet. Or would you say that no, the number 11 is valid because you could crunch the numbers and you can get 2 from 1 type, 1 from another type, which equals 11. My, what's the halacha? So the Gemara take a letter, it's not clear. If you hold Yesh Kevel Nesachim and you're donating 11, what is your intention? Is it for of the same type and therefore it's not yet valid yet because you need 12? Or would you say whatever combination would be, which is even from 2 different types, and therefore that would equal 11, and therefore that would be valid even according to the Mandama of Yesh Kevel Nesachim? Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme about donating the Nesachim, which relates, as the Mishnah says, Misnat Vinyayin. So like we were saying in the previous Mishnah, a person could donate the wine, which is libations, independent, which that's a chiddush, because generally, like we said, these things, and that's why we said it's even married to the quantity that's mentioned in the Torah, the whole halachic concept of Minchas Nesachim is brought in the Torah regarding karbanis. The majority of karbanis require flour libations with them, which that includes the mincha component, the flour, which has flour and oil. And additionally, there's a wine that's poured on the corner of the mizbech. And that we said, that one could donate wine without the oil, without the flour, and they could pour it to the shisin, which are these holes in the corner of the mizbech, on its own. However, ve'im is not ben shemen. However, one cannot donate flour without the oil, without the flour, or the wine, where on its own. That's the Rebbe Kiva. Tarfanam, he says, no, misnad ben shemen. Person, just like he could donate the wine by itself, he could donate the oil by itself, which is one of the 3 elements that you usually bring by minchas nesachim of a carbon. And what you do is, you take a fistful, like we do by anything that you bring a carbon, take a kmitza of the oil, and you burn that kmitza, and the rest is eaten by the kana. As Amr Tarfan, as he explains, he says, ma metzina b'yayin, just like we find by wine. It's something that is brought as an obligation by the Michas Nesachim, and it's also brought as an adava by itself. As we said earlier on Amad Alf, the word Ezrach comes to teach that you could be Menadev Nesachim, which even Rebbe Kiva agrees to that principle, which therefore Rebbe Tarfon is coming to prove from that it's talking about by wine. As Rebbe Kiva himself says, Misnad Vinyayin, it's just that he disagrees on the Shemen part. But that comes Reb Tarfon to say, no, so then av shemen. So too oil is going to be the same thing. Shehubachai ve'edosa is brought as an obligation in the Mechas Nesachim. So banatama, it could also be brought as a donation by itself. On that, Amalei Reb Kiba says to him, loy, no. It's different, because in a marta b'yayin, if you're going to say that you could bring in the dava by itself of wine, shekein karvim chayvasa b'fnei atzme, because even when it's brought with its obligatory element, meaning even when it's obligated with the mincha, it's not mixed with the mincha, it's brought by itself. Taima b'shem, but how could you say regarding the oil, sheina karvim chayvasa b'fnei atzme, it's not brought by itself when it's brought with the minchas nesachim. So since we never find a precedence that it should be brought by itself in its own vessel, so therefore also in regard to the Ndava, you can't bring it on its own vessel, and therefore it's not going to be valid on its own as an Ndava according to Rebbe Kiva. Continues the mission on these halachas, Ein shnai misnat v'nisaron echa. Two people cannot donate together one isaron of flour as a mincha. Avol misnat v'noyel b'shlam, but regarding carbon oil or carbon shlam, you could have partners who donate together a carbon. And va'oif, regarding a bird carbon, a filip preda achas, even though it's just one little bird, that two people could still donate together a bird carbon, which is not such a significant carbon, still they could get together and be partners, but a flower offering is different, there it cannot be. Now, Amar Rava, he says, Medivish name nilmud, from both opinions, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, we learn out, although they do have a machlokes regarding if you could donate, let's say, shemen, but from both of them you learn the misnadiv adam minchas nesachim, that a person, however, could donate the flour libation itself, meaning without the carbon, which that refers to when you have the three elements of the flour, the oil, and the wine, that a person could donate b'chol yom every single day, because up until now, where do we have their whole disagreement, is only independent, the oil independent. But when it's mixed with the flour offering, they don't disagree. And that the minchas nesachim itself could be brought. Now, says Gemara Peshitta, obviously, that was the halacha that we said, that Ezrach, one could donate. Says Gemara, no, what would you say? Minchas nedavu goli barachmanam. The Torah revealed to us a halacha in the Torah that talks about when someone wants to donate a flower offering. Now, the Torah specifies and delineates, hani chamisha menachis in. It talks about five different types of flower offerings, which is called the minchas seilis, which is that of the raw flour offering. There's the machavas, which is the shallow pan fried offering. There's the macheshas, the deep fried pan offering. There's two types of what's called minchas mafe, baked ones, which are the chalis and rikikin. Chalis are like loaves and rikikin are like wafers. Now, as Rashi points out, the revucha one, which is scalded with hot water, that's not counted because that's not brought as the minchas nadava. That's actually brought with a carbon taida with the carbon itself, and it's not even considered a mincha. So now I would think to say, for minchas nedava are only those five types. Tfei loy, but more than that not, meaning one cannot bring as nedava a minchas nesachim. Kamash Blan, that's the chiddush that Rav is telling us, that, yeah, although it mentions in the Torah only those five types and not more, because hanimili, that would be talking about where the person says, I'm going to bring a mincha bistama. He doesn't specify. When he doesn't specify, he says, I'm going to bring a mincha, that's when you choose from one of these five types. Avlahecha, the parish, but when he specified that he wants to bring a minchas nesachim, so parish, then he specified, and that's what he said, one could donate every single day a minchas nesachim. This that it mentions minchas nedava, only those five types, that's when he says, just in general, unspecified, I want to bring a mincha, then it's one of those five types. Now the Mishnah said, ein shnai misnadvim, but two people cannot donate together to bring a nisaron, a flower, as a mincha. Says Gemara, my time, what's the reason that two people cannot donate together a nisaron, which is a carbon of a mincha, together? If it's because the pasuk says I'm a yikur takriv, which is to sacrifice, but it says it in the singular terminology to say that only one person could bring it. But oila namiyak, a carbon oil, it also says yakriv in the singular, and we know that two people could get together and bring a carbon oil. So ila oila my time, you can say no, but the reason why by an oila they could come together, because the chsiv lo oila sechem, there's a pasuk by midbar that says in the plural for their oila. But then mincha namiyo ksev lemincha seichem. But then by mincha we also find the pasuk it says in the plural. So why can mincha not be brought together just like an oila? Ella rather says the gemara mishum nechsev ba nefesh, because it says the term soul in the singular, one person is a nefesh. One person can donate the mincha, but two people cannot. Tanam halacha similar in the brayse. Rebbe Yemi says it says in the pasuk asher yakrev karbani, that's where he sacrifices his carbon l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvaisim, for all their vows and all their donated karbanis asher yikrib l'Hashem, which they're going to bring as a carbon to Hashem. Which that seems to be pluralizing all the karbanas together. Because everything can be brought in partnership, and many Jews could come together and bring a karban. However, says Rabbi, the only one that was removed from that category was the flower offering, shenem nefesh, like we said, because it says soul, and the singular one soul could bring it, but not two souls together. Now, regarding this, that it says this term nefesh by mincha, so the Gemara expounds another element on this. Amar Bitzchok, he says, why is the flower offering different from all other karbanos that it says the terminology of nefesh by it? So says Rabbi Yitzchok, because Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Mi darch lehevi mincha. Who is it normal for him to bring a flower offering? It's an ani, a poor person. He normally brings a flower offering because he can't afford animal sacrifices. Says Hashem, Mali ani alav ki lehikrim nafshe lefana. I consider as if he sacrificed his soul in front of me, where he's giving up his everything. He can't afford more than that. That's why it says the term nefesh by the flower offering when the poor person brings that. So to Omer Bitzchok, another teaching from Bitzchok, he says, why is a flower offering different than all other types of karbanas? That it says so many different types of ways of bringing the flower offering, these five types of fried dishes, which is the seilus, the machlas, macheshes, the chalas, the rekikin, where although those last two types are minchas mafe, are baked, not fried, that's where Rashi says whatever has oil in it, which they all had oil, is called tigan as if it's fried. Well, why are these five types of ways of making it? Says Rabbi Yitzchok, Moshel Melech Basabdam, this can be compared to a flesh and blood king. Sha'asloi Oyavay Suda, his beloved, his friend, made for him a meal. But Viyadei by Shuhani, he knows his friend is a pauper and they can't afford what a king needs. Amaloi, so the king tells him, Asali min chamisha mini tigun, make for me five different types of these fried dishes, that I could have benefit, that I could have pleasure from you. In other words, I want it to be received by me. In other words, wow, as if such a big deal, but it's all the same flour and oil. But it's like one dish, two dishes, three dishes, four dishes. Again, it's to show the beauty when the poor person is doing it. The king appreciates it. So that's why he makes it into like as if there's five different ways of doing it, when really it's just flour and oil. Hanulach HaMenachas V'Nasachem, we shall return to the 12th paragraph of Masechet Menachas, paragraph HaMenachas V'Nasachem, which again spoke about this topic of the flower offerings and the libations. And then we begin this 13th paragraph of Masechet Menachas, paragraph Harei Alei Asaron, which is the topic of our Mishnah, talks about when one is vowing to bring an unspecified amount or quantity or type of vessel of a flower offering, how does one go ahead and bring it? As the Mishnah says, Harei alai isarin. If someone says, it's upon me to bring a nisarin, which is a tenth of an ephah of a flower offering, so yavi echad, he brings one isarin as a mincha. Let's say he says isroinois, in the plural, he says, I'm going to bring isroinus. Now, how much is that? So yavi shnayim, he brings the minimum of that, a plurality, which is two isroinus. Says the Mishnah, let's say he says pirashti. He says, you know what, I specified how many isroinus I want to bring, but ve'ini yudeh ma pirashti, I don't recall, I don't know what is it that I specified. Says the Mishnah, Yavi Shishim Yisaren. So then he brings 60 Isroinus of flour. Why? Why 60? Because if let's say he vowed less than that, so we're not bothered, because all he'll do when he's bringing the 60 Isroinus, he'll stipulate and he'll say, whatever the amount, the quantity I had vowed should be for my nether, let's say that was 25, and the rest should be as in the Dava, which he could do. Now, however, regarding more than 60, we neither have to be concerned with either, because an individual's flower offering cannot be more than 60 asroinus, as we taught in the previous daf. So 60, therefore, is the amount that he brings. Now, let's say he says, Harei alai mincha. It's upon me to bring a flower offering, and he doesn't specify. Says the Tanna Kamma, Yavi Eza Shir, to bring whichever one of these five types that can be brought, that the Torah talks about, as the minchas nadava. Now, Rabbi Hudaim, he says, no, Yavi Minchas HaSeilus. He brings the raw flour offering. Because that's the distinct one of the five types of flour offerings, which the Gemara doesn't explain. What does that mean? He says, therefore, you bring the Minchas HaSeilus. Now, continues the Mishnah. Let's say he says, Mincha, a flour offering. Oy Min HaMincha, or a type of the flour offering. In other words, he says, Harei Alai Mincha, or he says, Harei Alai Min HaMincha. So then, Yavi Achas. Since he said it in the singular, Mincha or Min HaMincha, he brings one flour offering. Let's say he says, Menachos, flower offerings are upon me. Or he says, Min Menachos, types of flower offerings, plural, are on me. Then Yavi Shtayim. Then he has to bring two flower offerings, again, from the same type, because he was talking about one type, a min, but in the plural. Now, let's say he says, Pirashti. He says, I specified one of the types of the flower offerings that are written in the parasha. But the any day ezim in parashti, I don't remember which one. I picked one of them with the machvas, marcheshes. He said, I don't know. I picked one of the five. I can't remember which one it was. So yavi chamishas, and has to bring all five, because we don't know which one that he had donated. And out of the suffix, he has to bring all five types. Let's say he says Peirashti. He says, I specified in one vessel a mincha shel Yisraelim, a flour offering of Yisraelim. Ve'eini de'er kama Peirashti. He says, I don't remember how many Yisraelim I had said have to be brought in this one type, one vessel of the mincha. Says the Tanakhama, so Yavi Shishim Yisraelim has to bring, like we said before, 60 Yisraelim. Like we said, because more than that, we're not going to be in doubt, because 60 is the max. And if he had vowed to bring less than that, like we said, so that's not a problem, because how stipulated he said, whatever the amount I had vowed should be for my neder, and the rest should be for Nadava. But Rebbe, I mean, he says, no, since he said the word mincha, so that sounds like one, which is that obviously he admitted that it has to be in one vessel. Now, if he's going to bring, which we said is the max anyway, 60 Yisraelim, like the Tanakhama said, in one vessel, Rebbe doesn't like that. Because maybe he had vowed to bring less than that, and if you're going to bring more than that, let's say he vowed to bring 25, you're going to bring 60, that's going to be an excess of the mincha. Now, Rebbe holds that there's a permanence to the quantity in the vessel that one vowed to bring. So he vowed to bring 25, it has to be 25, it can't be more than that. So therefore, Rebbe says, actually, what the person has to do in this situation is Yavi has to bring 60 menachei shel Yisraelim, 60 flour offerings of Yisraelim, me'echad v'atshishim, going from 1 up until 60, meaning he has to bring 60 different vessels. Vessel number 1 is going to be 1 Yisraelim. Vessel number 2 is 2 Yisraelim. Number 3 has 3. Number 4 had 4, going all the way up until 60. Where then, for sure, he's going to hit one of the numbers that he had, and then all the other vessels will be nedava. But they can't be 60 in one vessel, because you, according to Rebbe, you can't have any different number than what you're supposed to have in that vessel, and then you would have to bring every one of those numbers in a separate vessel of that quantity in as a separate mincha. Now the Gemara asks in the opening halacha of our Mishnah, which said, "Harei ala yisar yavi yachad." He takes upon to bring himself an Isar and a flower as in the Mechaz Nadav. He brings one Isar. So the Gemara says, obviously, that's what he said. Says the Gemara, Yisraelis Yavi Shtayim Yitzchalei. No, the case that's necessary is when he vowed to bring Yisraelis, a plural of Yisraelis, which we said that you bring two. So says the Gemara, Hanam Pshit, that's also obvious. We know that halacha, that the minimum is of a plural is two. Says the Gemara, no, Mir Yisraelis Shtayim Yitzchalei. What we had to tell you was that the minimum of Yisraelis is two. Now, those who, as the Tzayin Kachem says, that's obvious too. We know that as many times in Shas we say that. So rather, he says that actually the next words that the Gemara is quoting of the next part of the Mishnah is actually the necessary part of the Chiddush, which is the same type of cases when the person is vowing to bring a certain quantity, which is, he says, Pirashti. He says, I specified how much I'm going to bring. Ve'eni de'ma Pirashti. I don't know how much I said I'm going to bring. According to that, Gir says that this is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That you have Yishishim Yisar, and so what should you do? You bring 60 Yisraelis in one vessel. Now, on that halacha, ask the Gemara, Man Tana. Who's the Tana of the Mishnah? In this part of the Mishnah that's saying that, okay, you'll bring 60 Yisraelis in one vessel. Amechizki says, the Leker Rebbe. Not like Rebbe, who's brought at the end of the Mishnah. Because the E-Rebbe, if it would be like Rebbe, Ha'amar Yavi Menacha Shel Yisraelis Mechad Vashishim. He says, you can't just bring 60 in one. The guy said that I don't need a certain amount, I don't know how much. So if he said he's going to bring 37, according to Rebbe, you can't just bring 61 vessel because, okay, whatever it is, neder, so then the rest will be nedava. He says, no, because the vessel has to have only that amount. More is problematic. You have to bring one in one vessel, two in another vessel, three, and going on all the way up to 60. Obviously, it says Chizki, this part of the Mishnah is not like Rebbe. However, Rebbe Yechonami says, no, fill a tamer Rebbe. You could say that this part of the Mishnah and the ratio is even like Rebbe. Why? Because Ba'emid Pirashti Yisraelis. This part of the Mishnah is only talking about where he specified a certain amount of Yisraelis. Avalai Kavatim Bekli, but it didn't make it permanent to say to bring it in one vessel, like the Sefer which Toma when he says the word Mincha, which sounds like it's going to be one Mincha and one vessel. No, he just said a certain amount of Yisraelis. So therefore, the Maisi Sheetin Yisraelis Besheetin Money. You could still have this halacha according to Rebbe that you're going to bring only 60 Yisraelis. Not 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 going all the way up till 60. No, you'll bring only 60 Yisraelis. But you'll bring each one of those Yisraelis in a separate vessel. The reason why you have to do that is because, yes, according to Rebbe, you can't have them all mixed together because you could only have the quantity, but you could have it in separate vessels. Now, this that he said in the Sefer that, no, you have to bring Menachas of Yisraelis from 1 up until 60, that's where he had made it Kavua in one vessel, where he said the word Mincha, where there, you can't bring it in one vessel, not more than that, and not less than that. You wouldn't be able to bring one in one vessel, one in another vessel, because you said it's going to be in one vessel, which means not more and not less. So therefore, you have to bring menachas of Esrei, from 1 till 60, because you'll for sure hit one of the numbers that you said, but you'll have that amount, 37, in that one vessel. But you couldn't have adding vessel number 1, 2, 3, which is 1 plus 1 plus 1, going up till 37, because you have to have it in one vessel. And like Rebbe said, neither can you have more, so you can't bring 61 vessel. That's the safer. But the ratio could even be like Rebbe, because that's saying Yisrainus. He didn't say it's going to be one vessel. He didn't use the word mincha. And therefore, yes, you can't have more than that in one vessel, but you could have the mitzvah vessels, and you just add up the Yisrainus you're supposed to have, and the rest will be in the davas. And therefore, says Rebbe Yechon, that part of the Mishnah could even be like Rebbe.